Imagine a world in which post-traumatic stress no longer robs from millions who suffer.
You don't want to get help because you're embarrassed. You don't want to tell people the dark stuff that you've went through.
That stigmatism of you can't talk to people is so true.
And I said, I don't want to live this trauma again. Right. And he goes, you don't have to. Yeah. And I said, what?
The experts, they forgot to tell me I can heal. I didn't know that I can get rid of PTSD.
I just remember being able to stand by the water and look up at the sky and hear the noises. And I didn't think they were gunshots. I was like, those are Disney fireworks.
I don't even know what to imagine for myself now, my future, because I have one.
This is Life After PTSD.
Welcome to Life After PTSD.
Yes. Joining us today, we have Tracy and Lindsay, and they're going to tell a little bit about themselves.
Yeah. So tell us about yourselves, and then we'll find out more.
Well, I'm Lindsay. I am married to a combat veteran, and I feel like I'm just a multi-passionate entrepreneur and a mom and a wife and
Well, wait, let's see. So the way I met her through a friend, Lindsay through a friend, and yes. I see this thing on her mirror, and I'm like, what is that? Oh, mm-hmm. It's a golf tournament. Oh, well, I'm not really into golf, but what is Dark Horse Golf Tournament? What are you doing?
Yeah. Dark Horse Benefits.
And you start telling me, and I was like, oh, that's amazing. I love what you're doing. That's so exciting. So, and then we talk about, I was like, come tell your story on the podcast. And you're like, oh, well, I'm going to bring my friend Tracy. Yeah. Okay. So we just met Tracy.
Yes.
Tracy, you want to tell us how you got involved in this?
Yeah. My name's Tracy. I do work in health, but also an entrepreneur. I have met Lindsay through my friend who's a hairdresser and they work next to each other. And after having multiple conversations about a bunch of different stuff, we just have a lot in common about this. We're very passionate about this project for Dark Horse Benefits. So we decided to team up. So hopefully we can make a difference with doing our first inaugural golf tournament here.
Which is like next weekend, right? Or 2 weeks?
It's the 15th.
Okay, this will air
next Friday.
So this will air, it'll be before that for sure. Yeah. So what's the date though? It's the 15th?
It's the 15th. Yeah, it's a Friday.
At Dubs Dread.
Let's just get that out there.
March 15th at Dubs Dread. We can definitely use more players for sure.
Yeah. We have room for a couple more.
We have room for a couple more. Yeah.
You'll also be able to get information on this charity and the golf tournament in the notes section of this podcast.
Or you can just go to darkhorsebenefits.com.
Yes, which will also be in the description.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So tell us what Dark Horse, listen to me, I can't even talk. Dark Horse is actually, what is it about? Why are you doing this?
So Dark Horse Benefits is a nonprofit. It's a 501c3. And I think there's a lot of facets involved. It started out as an effort to help veterans find their way after they get home. We have an entrepreneur facet. We also have an operation called Operation Shut Eye. And we have donated over 300 million mattresses. Thank you to Tempur-Pedic and Ashley Furniture. Those are huge sponsors of ours. Because when it comes to PTSD, sleep is huge.
And it's so interesting because sleep hygiene is we're about to be in the month of sleep hygiene. That's one of the things we're going to raise in next month.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were going to talk about that later tonight.
Right. Ashley Furniture and Tempur Sealy are massive sponsors of ours. We're really, really, really excited to partner with them. And we actually monthly, we do two drops of mattresses. Because if you're someone who's struggling, especially after combat, and you're still, in that space of being just a human. but if you're someone who does what our guys do, and you're still training and you're still out there, doing the things, you can't train hard without sleep. And we're really, really, really excited that we get to partner with them. And we feel blessed that segment of Dark Horse Benefits gives back to them for their efforts. Even if it's just a mattress to some people, if you don't know someone who is struggling with PTSD, sleep is probably one of the biggest struggles.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
for sure.
So we provide them with free mattresses. They don't have to do anything to get one.
They have to call somebody, I guess.
Right? Well, yeah.
And they have to reach out and say,
they have
to at least say, hey, I need one.
Absolutely
I need something.
Out. Yeah, actually reach out if you're someone who's a veteran.
Which let's talk about that just really fast. as a veteran, that is a hard thing to even say, number one, I'm a veteran I'm or I've served in the military and I'm struggling. And I need something.
Yeah.
Those are big things. So they don't have to do anything huge to some people, but to some people, that's a really big deal. So.
Well, and I think the sleep piece is a huge deal because I feel like it's hard to even just say like, hey, I'm not sleeping. Like, why am I not sleeping? Why am I not getting good sleep? And then it makes them irritable and it makes them, maybe they feel like a bad dad or a bad husband or whatever. And it's just like, it's that sleep piece that Dark Horse Benefits truly in my eyes puts back. And it's just, it's one piece of the puzzle that we can give them.
So then they're also doing, so what else, is happening with Dark Horse Benefits? Like what else specifically? Because I know one of the things we talked about was trafficking specifically,
so
right?
Which is such a newest effort is CHT. And I'll let Tracy talk a little bit about that too. But this is a brand new effort that we are bringing awareness and actually moving in and supporting local law enforcement to put an end to counter human trafficking.
And child exploitation.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Dark Horse Benefits has been around since 2011. That was with the Operation Shut Eye and things like that. And that has kind of catapulted them into being able to give back in a different way. So being helping the veterans, obviously with their sleep, with PTSD, with helping them with that brother, you know, brotherhood and camaraderie and things like that, has now kind of catapulted us into this other division of the counter human trafficking and child exploitation. And so our goal is to identify, rescue, and rehabilitate those who have been trafficked or been exploited. So what we do is our pinnacle is to make sure that we're working with local law enforcement wherever we are because they're very integral to our success. And so we offer training to the local law enforcement because a lot of times they don't have access to that kind of training because our guys, again, are ex-veterans, ex-special ops. That's where the helping of the veterans comes in because it gives them purpose. It kind of gives them another mission, so to speak. It kind of, they like to give back. That's why they join the service to begin with. So this kind of gives them that connection again to work with a team and to do something that they feel is really worthy, right? So yeah, our goal is to make sure that we're always working with local law enforcement and we like to support them, whether it is by training, because again, sometimes they don't have access to that kind of training because they don't have the funds to do that kind of stuff. So if we can come in and help train them on how to do these certain missions to be able to help these children, then it's a win-win for everybody. And then once, you know, once we have the survivors, they do typically go through like a 2-year rehabilitation program to help them kind of realize what it's like to live free. And the ultimate goal is for them to eventually gain employment and buy a home. Like that's kind of what Dark Horse Benefits, that's the end goal when we're actually doing these missions. You know, obviously we know it's one of the biggest problems that we have. And that's why we're doing this golf tournament.
How big is the problem? Do you guys, I mean, I know it is a big problem, but I'm just thinking like in general.
I think if someone had to scale it, it would be, if someone got involved at the level that we are, they would understand that this is genuinely the biggest problem in the U.S. right now. It's also the biggest growing business in the U.S. right now. And there are more people enslaved today, currently,
in our country
than when slavery was legal.
And I know that's a hot topic, but it's true. And just in general, Central Florida is the biggest when it comes to human trafficking for the state.
Yes.
And just to give it in perspective, for every neighborhood that has 250 homes, there's at least 14 child predators or human traffickers in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
So this is a very serious problem.
It's a very serious problem. And I think that, you know, if I could speak to the parents for 1 second, I'm sure you guys have.
Which I think is very important.
Yeah. We always say, you know, we have people that get in touch with us every single day, whether it's email or reaching out, and they want to get involved. And I would say that if you're that person and you want to get involved, the best place to get involved is in your home first. It's not hard to find these guys. And we support local law enforcement in finding them on the internet. And
through various social media platforms that everybody's aware who they are.
Yes. Big, massive platforms that games that your kids are on, you know, if you have your kids on Roblox, if you have your kids internet access, if they're on an iPhone, I'm sorry to say it, but you are allowing them access to be exploited every single day.
Or lured in.
So I just remembered. So my oldest child is 31, and we just were talking the other day, and when he turned 18, so that literally he turned 18, and someone friended him who had friended a friend of his like 2 months earlier who had also turned 18. Mm-hmm. And it was someone who was also friends of some various members of our church, you know, just like this person. And he then started talking to the two of them. Well, they were close enough friends. They hung out. And so we were just talking about this the other day. So he's 31. So this is years. I mean, this is when he was 18. And I remember us suddenly looking at who is this person that's friended my child on, I think it was Facebook at the time. And we realized he was a predator. Like, yeah. But he waited until like my child turned 18. And yep. I was like, oh my gosh, this is. And so, I mean, we then let people know, like the other people who were friends of his, because it was pastors and people that just thought they were just accepting anybody to be their friend.
I mean,
and
look at what just happened 2 days ago with that one girl. I won't mention her name because I want to keep her privacy, but you know the girl.
In Georgia?
In Kissimmee. Was it Kissimmee, the girl that went missing? And it was the.
And her stepdad
It was the boyfriend. Mm-hmm. It was the mom's boyfriend. You know what I'm saying?
And it's kind of worked for Disney.
And apparently he was doing it for 2 years because they found stuff on his phone from 2 years ago when she was 11 years old. I mean,
in their family home.
In their home.
Mm-hmm. So I know nothing about that. I don't watch the news because it gets me very stressed.
It was something that happened 3 days ago.
But that's fine. I'm sure people can. Yeah.
Yeah. They'll know who it is.
Yeah. It occurred when I was out of town. Okay. Yeah. That was during that time.
I think the other thing to be aware of, like as a parent and,
stop using electronics as babysitters.
Yeah, they're not babysitters. And and the other thing is, this is my number one question when I ask someone like who is just totally vague, doesn't know anything about child exploitation.
Yeah.
Where do you go when you want to rob a bank?
I've never thought
a bank. So you can't be surprised.
I'm like, I've never thought about robbing a bank. Yeah. I don't know. Think about this.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, that's the number one.
Where are you
going
to go to find children?
You're going to be in schools. You're going to be in churches. Yep. You're going to be online. You're going to be on platforms that are made for children. If you're someone who is, you know, here's the thing, whether you like it or not, and if you're a parent, Instagram and Facebook, they're 18 and above platforms. If you have a child on there that's not TikTok. 18, that's on you.
I get so upset when they're
So, but here's the other thing is that that's not where predators are always going. They're going to Roblox because, like I said, if you want to rob a bank, you got to go to the bank. They're going to schools. And when you're on platforms that are these games, you don't have to be Mike that's 46 years old from Alabama.
Right.
You can be a little purple dragon who's building a princess castle. Mm-hmm. They can build trust. It's that no factor. So we can't act surprised as parents when these people are doing exactly what they do. And we have to be always on guard. And
there's always a new platform. Forget Instagram and Facebook and all of those. Like there's a new messaging platform that we hear about. I mean, all the time. Like
or new games. There's always these weird. And it's sometimes tell people, the games that you don't know a lot about.
I used to say pay for the higher level so you're not getting the advertisements because I felt like the advertisements were a thing. Like pay so you're not. Buy the game. Don't do the free version. But I think it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
They're still messaging you.
You're not paying for security. Yeah. And honestly, if you want security, your best bet is to not have your kids on it.
Yeah. Well, we at this podcast think that, not being on screens at all is really important.
I think listening to all of this, if you're a parent out there that has a child that may or may not be on devices that can connect to the internet, being involved. I think Lindsay, you kind of alluded to that, but like, I don't know, in my house, my son who's now almost 21, there no expectation of privacy, as far as devices or things in your room, if it's in the four walls of my house.
I'll take your door off.
It's your rules.
Right.
I will take your door off the hinge.
Yep.
Baby Joker don't like locked doors.
Right.
There's no locked doors in our house.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Not with our kid. No.
And I think that, if you're someone who's listening to this podcast because you are either living, in the realm of PTSD, trying to avoid PTSD, all of the things, if that's why you're here, I think the biggest thing that we can do as parents and as friends and as mentors and as all those things is like just prevention. Prevention is,
yeah.
I mean, if you don't want someone to suffer, then take them out of the ways that they would suffer in the past, I mean, in the future. Mm-hmm. And I think that internet access and social access and all of those things, you know, if you don't want your kids to suffer from PTSD, PTSD is not, and I'm sure you guys have been over this, but like I'm married to a combat veteran. It's not always from war. It can be from the smallest thing. It can be from comparison mindset. It can be from a bully at school, which, mm-hmm. you know, we've dealt with as parents. It's not always some huge, massive explosion. It can literally just be from something that's like just so vertical in your life, something that you're going to go through. And so I feel like, why not, as a parent, would you not take your, why would you not take your child out of that lane?
Yeah. Yeah. Just avoid, like, eliminate the possibilities.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And I think on the show, which I don't know if you guys have listened to it very much, mm-hmm. but we are definitely proponents here that PTSD, while there is a definition, a medical definition of it,
right.
There are many other things that cause very similar symptoms that mm-hmm. don't necessarily fall under the category of PTSD as it's defined in the DSM. And in fact,
well, and we can talk about that too, because PTSD as it's defined in the DSM is,
yeah,
I mean,
we know two people who sat on the board that defined it in the 70s.
Yeah, they're in their 80s now, and they both would say it needs to be redefined.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but of course, the drug companies. Well, that's a whole other story. We'll talk about that another.
Next time.
Another
wonderful podcast.
Yeah. So, but you guys are also doing things like the people, the veterans, or the people who have served in the military who are working with you are also doing things like helping find these people. I mean, helping find these people that are hurting our children.
Absolutely.
And so this is a wide breadth of things that you guys are doing. And, I didn't realize at first how connected the Dark Horse is to the police departments.
Yes.
And thinking, it was like, oh, why do they need to be connected to them? Oh yeah.
Because police departments don't follow the law.
Well, but not only that, police departments don't all have the funding that they need to do the surveillance or to get enough information, because they could bring this person in on a small charge, right? Something minor. And it's not going to keep them. It's just going to make them possibly just smarter to not get caught next time.
Yeah.
And so what I love is you guys are doing bigger and larger scale things so that you
our
shut
veterans,
them down.
A lot of our veterans are ex-special military ops. These guys are super intelligent. Mm-hmm. They've done missions far worse than this. So they know how to catch these people. They have all the talent, all the equipment, all the stuff that they need. I mean, just their creativity of when they're going on missions and different things that they do is just outstanding.
Well, and it's totally different because somebody who's in the police department who's been there for years, they may be just as passionate, but they're not going to have that kind of thought process.
They may not have like the resources, but
the resources.
Actually how we pay back the
offices. That's why we raise money.
Yeah, and that's how we also pay back the offices that do host us and work with us. Because at Dark Horse Benefits, we are there to support local law enforcement, and we pay them back for even allowing us to come and help them tenfold by giving them free training. So if you're someone who you're an officer, you're a sheriff, and you're working, we're willing to literally just donate any type of training that we have, which typically they would not have the resources or the funding to get that into their actual local offices. And they love that, you know, and so it's our way of giving back. Like I said, this is like a tenfold thing. Like we give back in so many ways. We give back to veterans. We give back to local law enforcement when we can. And where we are hosted specifically, mm-hmm. we have such a strong connection to the offices that do host us. Because not only do we get to do missions with them and ops with them, but we actually get to go in and spend time with their officers and train them and give them this training that is priceless.
And when we do the missions right, majority of the times, the predators aren't going anywhere. When they're caught, they're caught. Because we have enough intel and enough everything on them. Because of the help from law enforcement, that it just makes our case that much more solid.
Yeah.
And that's what we want.
Yes.
Like, we want it to be a very open and shut case.
Yeah. And that's what people need to know, is that working with law enforcement is the only way to make this work. If a company or if a nonprofit is not working with local law enforcement, that is not going, that's not going anywhere.
That's not
going
to be us.
It's not going
to
be us.
Tracy, I know you have to step out.
Yeah.
So what last thing or takeaway or what was the one thing that got you involved, or just one thing we need to know about you that would help us?
I have a daughter. So to me, that's really the only reason I need.
You have a daughter and you know the stories.
I have a daughter and I know the stories. And it's just, someone needs to save our children. You know, I mean, these are innocent children that don't need to be in the situations that they're in. And I just feel that somebody has to protect them. So that's what we want to do.
Because let's face it, Google is not. Sorry.
Right.
Not that Google is.
You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, you know, we understand parents are busy. We understand, you know, there's a lot of times both parents are working. And I get the thing with electronics of being somewhat of a babysitter.
And
but at the end of the day,
we've all let them.
Well, we all have. And we've all been
as they get older. As they get older, it's not in the matter of a babysitter. It's that, you know, my child's 16. I mean, my youngest is 16 now. He drives. He's going to have his phone.
And you've
we've told them lots and lots of stuff.
Yep. And you're hoping that they take that with them, right? But sometimes, you know, it's not always like that. But as parents, I think the younger we can start teaching them and telling them what to look out for, not letting them be on social media, you know, this different type of stuff, they're just not mentally capable of handling that at the age of 10 to 13. You know, so that's one aspect of it. But I think for me, it's just because I have a daughter and I just feel like, you know, that they're innocent children.
Yeah.
So somebody's got to step up and be able to take the punches for them, you know, and we're willing to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know you need to go, but roll.
That was great. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
All right, Lindsay. So.
You sound exasperated. Yeah. Have you? Girl, females talking.
Three women in this room.
We haven't asked you the temperature or anything, so.
That's true.
Had someone recently, I had a 75-year-old man say, when we ask about temperature, I don't ever answer if I'm in a room with women, like what the temperature is over the room. Like, is the temperature comfortable to you? He's like, I don't answer that. There's women here. I thought it was funny. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm probably 75 on most days, so. So Lindsay, people listening to this, so we have veterans that listen. So if a veteran is listening and maybe they haven't bought a new mattress in their entire adult life, how would they get information on that?
Yeah, I would say reach out. I'm a great resource, and you can email me at lroberts@darkhorsebenefits.com.
And we'll put that in the show notes so people don't have to write it down. But so darkhorsebenefits.com.
Reach out to us.
And then also sign up for the golf tournament. That's like, go online right now and sign up.
So
if you sign up for yourself, sign up for your friend. You know, we all have somebody who plays golf and wants to play at Dubstrad if they're in this area. And if you're not in the area, come
donate.
You can donate, but you can also, it's not that far of a drive for most people.
No.
Drive on in. It's a nice golf course and it's Orlando. It's
the heart of Orlando,
area.
Downtown Orlando. Yeah.
The golf tournament will be awesome. We have a lot of like fun surprises, a super, 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 super stacked raffle. Our swag bags are probably worth more than four times like what your sign up would be. I made sure to make it like worth people's time. But ultimately, you can come and golf, you can come and have lunch, you can come and win raffles, but it's just for the cause. Like, if you're someone who wants to get involved and you don't know how, I feel like this particular subject can feel so dark and so heavy that I feel like someone listening is like, I would love to get involved. I don't golf. I don't know like even where to start. You can make a difference. And I feel like that's, if I could tell your listeners anything when it comes to child exploitation, like exploitation, you can make a difference. You don't have to be someone who is like this massive role. You don't have to be involved every day. You don't have to have a lot of time. You don't have to have a lot of money. You can get involved. And the best possible way to get involved is with your friends and with your family. having hard conversations, and just being able to say, look, this is what I see. This is what I believe. This is what's happening. And I'm gonna make a difference. One person really can change a child's life, can change a woman's life. And I would say that if your listeners want to get involved, all they have to do is reach out and make that commitment, even if it's just 30 minutes.
I think a lot of our listeners probably, I mean, a lot of them are pretty educated and know what's out there, but I learn things every day about what's happening.
Me too.
With child exploitation, you know, and I was pretty strict with my kids with internet and things. And things still, we still dealt with some things. I'm like, wait, how is this happening? You know,
it's also on so many levels. Like, parents are doing the best we can. I feel like I'm doing the best we can. Tim Tebow spoke at 10 a.m. this morning, actually, to try and change laws that are, they're against our kids. They're against women. There are laws that are going to have to be changed. And so the more we can rally, the more we can lobby, the more that we can stick up for the people who are voiceless. I mean, you don't get a voice when you are imprisoned. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening. So people just, they have to be the voice in their home, and they also have to be the voice for people who are truly voiceless. And
they've been made to appear voiceless. And that's, we can talk about that on a whole nother podcast. Yeah. But, you know, when someone gets arrested, and, oh, well, they're on drugs and they're selling sex. I mean, let's just talk about it. They're on drugs and they're selling sex. People do not place those people high on the list of people they want to help, right? They think, oh, well, that's not somebody I...
She chose that.
Right. This is what she wants. Yeah. This is... Well, isn't it 99.99% of the time, it is absolutely not what she chose.
And it's also...
It is what was chosen for her.
It's a proven fact that...
Absolutely.
Most prostitutes at a legal age have been exposed far before they were a legal age.
Yes.
Groomed. And here's the thing, okay, and we are going, Dark Horse Benefits is going to truly try as hard as we can to do what we can to, in the future, change this. But when you have a pimp who's calling officers on you to then get you a record that's like a mile long.
Right.
Because they know like, you're never going to be
able to
work
you're
it.
Doing drugs.
Exactly.
Because they've given you drugs and now you've been arrested. The pimp's going to save you.
That's right.
And now, this is talking... more serious than we usually talk to our audience, but you know, I mean, how is she supposed to get out of that lifestyle now?
So
now
hopefully we can change things. Hopefully at some point we in the future can lobby and be the voice to women and to children who were brought up in that like environment and say, listen, go through a 2-year program. We are here. We have the support here. We have the law enforcement here who eventually we would get those laws changed to expunge those records. That's the only way to help these people is to get them through a program. And like Tracy said earlier.
Well, that's one way. The other way is to make it not happen
not
to start with.
All,
yeah,
right.
Right
not
right, yeah.
At all. But
for the ones that are already there, absolutely.
0%
yeah.
will never happen.
Yeah. Yeah
and
never.
So mm-hmm. the way that we can support people who are already in that process and already in the system is to support them on the back end, get them clean, right? And we at Dark Horse, our end mission is to get people a career and to get them in a home that's theirs. And that is a program and a system that we will not let up on. And the way that we do that is we support local law enforcement. We help get women and children out of the situation that they're in. And we get them in a program that works and get them in a system that is not broken. And we help put their pieces back together. That's the promise that we have. And we don't sleep. We don't sleep a whole lot, which is why we're giving other people mattresses because it's a
But you
it's
need
a heavy
to sleep.
Yeah,
you need to sleep, Lindsay.
No, we need you
to sleep.
We're going to sleep. We're going to get.
No, I understand.
But it's heavy work. And we want people to know that you don't have to do the heavy lifting. We'll do it for you. Just get involved in your home. Get involved 30 minutes at a time. If you can give $10, if you can give $100, if you can come out and golf, get involved. That's
if you can just send an email and say,
send
I'm supporting you, what can I do?
Send
just
an email.
Just do that. Yeah. Just send an email
send
and
an
say,
email. Just say like, hey
I really do support this. I heard and I just wanted to
just say, hey,
what can
good
I
job.
Do? Or I can't,
can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like even that would be amazing.
It's encouraging.
You know? And every little bit counts. Every human counts. And we want to give voices to the people who are voiceless. That's where our hearts are. So
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that everyone should be able to get behind. And if they can't get behind it, they need to never listen to this podcast again. But
yeah,
every human counts, right?
And like honestly, this I'm going to say this just because by the time it airs, he'll be back. But my husband's deployed right now, you know, doing this work, and I'm not asking anyone to send their husband off to do it. We'll do it for you. Get involved in the little ways so that it's not your child, so that it's not your wife, so that it's not your son. Get involved in any way, like you said, even if it's just an email, like,
or getting educated, find out more.
Get
about
educated,
it.
Yeah.
Can understand.
So I'm not sending off everyone's husband, just my own. but yeah,
you know, some days that could be, you know.
Bye.
So, no, thank you, Lindsay. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you for having me.
We will. I want to hear after the golf tournament. I mean, I'm not going to be there because I'm unfortunately out of town. Well, there's
I think small I'm going to stop by. I think I'm off.
Okay. Yeah, and so, yeah, so come and to the golf tournament.
Yes.
But I'd love to talk to you after the golf tournament and hear what's happening next.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. We have so many next stages, so many things to look forward to, and we're working endlessly and tirelessly to make it happen. And we can't thank you enough for having us and giving us a voice.
Yep. Anytime you want to, let us know.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and give us a 5-star review and share it with your community.